Amen. Today is the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. And let me begin my homily with a story. In the middle of a dark summer night in a small Midwest farming community, the two-story home of a young family caught fire. Quickly, the parents led their children through the thick smoke and out into the front yard. Once outside, the father counted heads and realized that their five-year-old son was missing. Suddenly, he heard a cry. Looking up, he saw the little boy standing at his bedroom window, frightened and rubbing his eyes because of the smoke. The father knew that going back into the burning house would only put them both in greater danger. So he shouted, "Son, jump! I'll catch you." Between sobs, the boy answered the father in this way, "But," he said, "I am scared. I can't see you, Daddy." The father replied with calm assurance, "No, son, you cannot see me, but I can see you. Jump." Trusting his father's voice, the little boy jumped into the smoky darkness and landed safely in his father's arms. That simple story captures what faith often looks like. Faith is trusting even when we cannot see. It is believing that God sees us even when we cannot see Him. Today's gospel invites us to that kind of faith. The disciples are crossing the Sea of Galilee during a storm. This is one of those gospel stories that speaks to every generation, because it mirrors our own lives. It is not simply about a boat on a lake 2,000 years ago. It is about every one of us as we journey through life. You'll note the gospel begins immediately. Jesus made the disciple get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. Notice the emphasis is not on the destination, but on the journey. Life itself is much like that crossing. We all have hopes, dreams, responsibilities, families, joys, and challenges. We are all making our way toward the other shore, but none of us makes the journey without facing storms. And Matthew tells us later that night, the boat was a long way from the land, buffeted by the waves because the waves and the wind were against it. Throughout the Gospels, whenever the disciples are out on the waters, storms seem to arise. Those storms are a powerful image of the realities we all experience. Illness, grief, financial worries, broken relationships, loneliness, disappointments, anxiety about the future, or the loss of someone we love. Many of us know what it feels like to be in that boat. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed by circumstances beyond our control. Sometimes our prayers seem unanswered. Sometimes we wonder whether God sees what we are going through at all. The disciples must have felt exhausted and afraid as the wind pushed against them and the waves battered their small boat. We have all had moments like that. But the beautiful message of today's gospel is that the storm is never the end of the story. As Matthew continues, Jesus came to them walking on the sea, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Jesus does not always calm the storm immediately. Instead, he comes to his disciples in the middle of it. That is an important lesson for us. God's presence does not mean we will never face difficulties. Rather, it means that we never face them alone. The Lord comes to us in ways we often do not expect. In prayer, in the scriptures, in the Eucharist, in the kindness of another person, in the encouragement of family and friends, and sometimes simply through the quiet assurance that he has not abandoned us. Then Peter does something remarkable. He says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus answers with one simple word, "Come." So Peter steps out of the boat and actually walks on the water toward Jesus. What courage that took. Peter reminds us that faith is not standing safely in the boat forever. Faith often requires us to step up beyond our comfort zones, to forgive someone who has hurt us, to trust God during illness, to begin again after failure, to keep praying when answers seem delayed, or simply to believe that tomorrow can be better than today. Of course, Peter is also very much like us. Matthew tells us, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" How familiar those words are. Like Peter, we begin well, but then our attention shifts from Jesus to the strength of the wind. We become consumed by our fears instead of God's promises. We focus on our problems instead of the one who is greater than every problem. And so we begin to sink. Perhaps we sink into discouragement. Perhaps we sink into worry. Perhaps we sink into doubt. But the wonderful news is that Peter's story does not end beneath the waves. The gospel says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Notice that word, immediately. Jesus did not wait for Peter to prove himself. He did not lecture him before rescuing him. He reached out his hand at once. Jesus gently says, "You of little faith." But those words come after the rescue, not before it. That is the heart of God's love. Even when our faith is weak, his love remains strong. Even when we stumble, his hand is still extended toward us. Our fears and failures never place us beyond his care. That is a comforting truth for us and for every Christian. So let us return to the story with which we began. The frightened little boy said, "I can't see you, Daddy." His father answered, "No, you can see me, but I can see you." Isn't that often how life feels? There are days when we cannot clearly see what God is doing. We cannot understand why certain things happen. We cannot see the path ahead. But the Lord always sees us. He knows our struggle. He knows our fears. He knows our needs. And He continues to speak the same words He spoke to the disciple. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. When life becomes uncertain, remember these words. And remember the Father's invitation. You cannot see me, but I see you. Jump. That is what faith is. Trusting the one whose hands are always ready to catch us. Amen.